On 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. Time on with Sam McClure.
For Holden Colorado LTZ. For a limited time, get 3 years free scheduled servicing. And Master Builders Training Victoria. Short courses now available. Visit mdavtraining.com.au. RTO 3935.
It is 7 minutes past six on this Wednesday evening. Sam McClure with you on Time On. We're going to be speaking to Jared Waitley, who has already arrived in South Africa, heard of the first test tomorrow. But first, well, it's been another big 23 hours in footy since I left you yesterday. Rory Sloane and his contract is back on the agenda. Now, don't roll your eyes at this just yet. There is more to this situation than meets the eye. Last night, Tom Wren, one of South Australia's most highly regarded sports journalists, said this on the Sporting Capital, having already reported it on Channel 9.
We're getting significantly closer. So it looks like it's going to be a multi-year deal, as you would expect. He's 28 years of age, coming into the bumper time of his career, very sought-after player, and have heard that in the last fortnight or so, significant progress has been made to the point where managers, football club, player, all extremely happy with the football terms side of things. And I've also heard, Jack, that Melbourne clubs that were circling and, you know, looking for his services, as you would, have basically given up hope on luring Rory Sloane across the border. So expect him to be re-signed, I reckon, Jack, before the start of the season, is what I'm hearing.
So that's Tom Wren, who breaks all the big footy stories in Adelaide. The Crows today announced their leadership group with Tex Walker, as expected, retaining the captaincy, and Sloane to be his vice-captain. A little later this afternoon, Sloane goes on Triple M radio in Adelaide, where he makes regular appearances, and says this.
Yeah, that's a bit strange. I mean, things always get said in the media, and if you listen to everything that's true, then it'll do your head in the end. So things are always going to be said, mate.
Is it close? Are you happy with what's going on with your management's talks? And then, I mean, you're in dialogue with your manager. We know that. Is it something that is sooner rather than later, or is it something like you're going to do, like Danger did, and just leave it alone and then not refuse to comment on and make your own mind up in your own time?
No, so I'm very happy with where I'm at the moment. Right. The club is very aware of where I'm at. I've been chatting to them.
Yep.
Absolutely have been. And like you guys, like anyone else there that has a job, any of the listeners, we go through the same process when you're thinking about work commitments and a job that you might take is, yeah, you've got the job as well, but there is other stuff to consider. Mm. And there's a person away from football as well. There's a Rory Sloane away from football that I also do think about. And so that's where things get taken up. I haven't made a decision yet, so there's nothing to report on at the moment. This could very well be one of the last contracts I sign, so there is a bit to think about. I promise you guys, and I promise the Adelaide fans, when there's something to report on, everyone will be first to know.
So, Sloane denies that he is anywhere close to a decision, and I can reiterate to you today, having done a lot of work on it, that the Sloane camp is not happy with what has transpired. So where is this agenda coming from, it begs the question. Because I tell you one thing, Tom Wren is a great journalist and he's highly regarded by not only fans, but by clubs, and most importantly, players. Now listen to this part, because this situation has happened before. Let me take you back to May 31 last year on Channel 7 in Adelaide.
7 News understands a new multi-year deal for soon-to-be-out-of-contract star Jake Lever is as good as done and will be announced next month. The 21-year-old's viewed as a potential captain of the Crows and has said consistently he sees his future at West Lakes. It ends a good month for the Crows after shoring up its back line with the signatures of fellow defenders Luke Brown and Kyle Hartigan. With Lever stitched up, Adelaide now turns its attention to trying to lock down young key forward Mitch McGovern.
Well, Jake Lever wasn't stitched up. In fact, we all know what happened with Jake Lever because he's now in Melbourne colours. So one journalist in Adelaide being wrong? Maybe. Two in less than a year, both on significant contract news. No way. So what I'll tell you is this. Rory Sloane's contract has a long way to play out, and I would be very wary trying to push the situation one way or the other, because if it's one thing we've learnt with contracts, they are very sensitive. So now that I've painted that picture for you, 9429 1116, what have you make of that? Why have we got a report saying that Rory Sloane and Adelaide have, for all intents and purposes, come to an agreement that he's staying? He then goes on Triple M less than, essentially 12 hours later and says, nope, I haven't made a decision. And less than 12 months ago, Jake Lever, it comes out from somewhere, that he's about to re-sign. He's now in Melbourne colours. 9429 1116, 0433 98 1116. I'm really keen to get your views on the news on this. We've got double passes to Melbourne's Beer Fest this Saturday at Katani Gardens to give away. We've got $50 vouchers for the Ranfurly Range, as we always do. It is a whole new ball game, open 7 days. I want to know what you guys think about this, because I smell a rat somewhere. Now, I'm not sure where it's coming from, but I do not understand how these stories keep coming out, and yet they are consistently told to be wrong. And I'm telling you, from one journalist to others, it's not coming from the journos, because these guys go only when they are given very strong information from very good places. They do not make it up. 9429 1116. I'm going to get your thoughts on the JLT as well tonight, because I've got some strong views on tonight's game between the Saints and the Blues. But before the call, callers have come already. Steve's in North Warrandyte. Hello, Steve.
How you going there?
Oh, I'm good, mate.
That's the way. Yeah, I just reckon the general public need to mature a little bit in terms of these professional athletes signing contracts, you know, at the required time, or too much pressure on them to sign them before the required time. It's a professional world we live in. Loyalty is long gone. It's a job. Let them do what they want to do at the right time.
Steve, appreciate your thoughts as always. Brendan's in Wallen. Hello, Brendan.
Yeah, how are you?
Go ahead, Brendan.
Yeah, I reckon that Sloan will follow his mate Dangerfield down to the Cattery at the end of the year once Ablett retires.
Oh, they couldn't have another one, Brendan.
Absolutely. I think there'll be room in the salary cap. We'll get one good year out of Ablett. He'll go into some coaching staff, and Sloan will follow his good mate down to the Cattery.
Oh, I think a lot of people, including our man Stephen Quatermain, who's a Hawthorn man, won't be able to handle that. Brendan, appreciate your thoughts. John's in Greensvale. Hello, John.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. I think that's wishful thinking by that previous Geelong fan. But anyway, look, I just reckon fake news coming from the Adelaide Footy Club.
So you think it's coming from an inside Adelaide, John, trying to put pressure on him to re-sign?
Absolutely, like last year, and it's going to backfire, because what they're trying to do is reassure their fans that clubs aren't on their way out. And the way I see it, vice-captaincy, there's been a lot of doubt over the last couple of years. Mm. And that's going to backfire again, because it seems like there's a lot of instability at that club.
Hey, John, you're obviously a keen footy fan. How many times do you reckon you heard or read last year that Dustin Martin was close to re-signing at Richmond?
Yeah, you didn't hear it at all. And I think they, you know, I think over the last couple of years, Richmond have made all the right moves. And somehow, you know, life seems to reward you when you do. So it doesn't sound good for Adelaide, Sam.
Appreciate it, John. I actually sort of disagree with John's last point. My question, I thought he'd answer differently. I reckon I read it 5 times that Dustin Martin was close to re-signing. And he admitted in the days before re-signing at Richmond, and his manager admitted on the footy show, Ralph Carr, that he was almost across the line at North Melbourne. So there are agendas that get pushed out. And I think they have to, a line has to be shone on these agendas. Trav's in Ballarat. Hello, Trav.
Sam, how are you, mate?
I'm good, mate.
Do you think there's any benefit in Adelaide putting it out there that yes, he's signing and yes, he's doing this to keep their members and their supporters happy?
Well, no, not really. Do you?
Well, I just think, I mean, it's got to come from somewhere, as we're saying.
But couldn't it backfire terribly, Trav?
Well, I guess it could, but if he goes, it's going to backfire anyway. So, I mean, if they say, look, he's going to sign, we're voting for this, we're voting for that, and the members are happy, and at the end of the day, they just turn around and say, look, he changed his mind or whatever, and he's going. Mm. I guess it's a catch-22. If he signs and, you know, they're happy, or if he goes and they're not happy. So, you know, I would imagine, say, the journos aren't just going to put it out there for the sake of putting it out there. They've got it from somewhere. So, yeah. You know, and then Sloan's come out and said, well, look, I'm not going anywhere. I don't know where it's come from. So, you know, I just think, personally, it might be just a club saying, well, yeah, he's going to stay to keep the members happy.
I think you might be onto something there, Trav. Liam's in Richmond. Hello, Liam.
Hi, Sam. How you going?
I'm good, mate.
Wondering if there's something in reading between the lines of what Rory Sloan said. He talked about being happy where he is, but also talked about being thinking about beyond football.
Yes.
So is it more the opportunities beyond his playing career or incentives off the field that might not be resolved at this stage.
Liam, I thought the exact same thing, and I also, my ears pricked, Liam, when he said, you've got to think about Rory Sloane, the person, as well. I mean, if I'm St Kilda, or if I'm Collingwood, or if I'm Carlton, or if I'm North Melbourne, I'm listening to that going, I don't think he's close to re-signing. He very well might stay, and maybe the percentages are in Adelaide's favour at the moment, because they often stay rather than leave. But I wouldn't be deterred at all if I was a rival club. Liam, appreciate your thoughts. Greg is in Glen Waverley. Hello, Greg.
G'day, Sam. Sam, I sort of half disagree with what you're saying about the journalists getting their information, because my father once told me the only two things you believe in the newspaper are the date and the price, because everything else is just what they want you to believe. And it goes back through a lot of time. But Chad Lever realised that's the reason he came to Melbourne, is that Melbourne are a lot closer to winning a premiership than Adelaide ever will be. And don't, you could bet money on this, Rory Sloane will not be at Adelaide next year. He's a million to one to stay there, because he's stuck to a point where he knows that they don't have the players or the moral fibre to win a premiership with what they've got now. Whereas Melbourne, like, they're a lot closer. I'm not a Melbourne supporter, but Melbourne are a lot closer. And Chad Lever will make that back line so good at Melbourne that they'll be there somewhere.
Greg, appreciate your call. I'll try to stick up a little bit for your comments on the journos, but look, obviously, journalists have a certain reputation, and when people get stuff wrong, it only tarnishes our reputation. What I'm saying to you is that I know Tom Wren personally. I've followed him for a long time. He's been in the industry a long time. He doesn't get stuff wrong. He has that reputation. And the journalist, Channel 7, less than 12 months earlier, he reports the same thing, and then Jake Lever, a similar thing, and then Jake Lever leaves. It can't happen twice in a year. It just can't. It doesn't add up for me. Alan is in Ormond. Hello, Alan.
Yeah, how you going? Yeah, I'm a avid Crows fan.
Yep.
Look, I think the hometown thing, he's an Upway Tacoma boy. His old man, perhaps St Kilda, he might even have something to do with it. I'm not sure. Look, my gut feeling tells me that Sloane is as good as gone. If he really wanted to be a Crow, mate, if he doesn't sign in the first 4 or 5 weeks... you can kiss him goodbye. And that's all there is to it, I reckon. It would be gut-wrenching for Crows fans to lose yet another superstar, yet another one.
And that's fair enough. Alan, I don't disagree with a lot of what you're saying. I don't know whether Rory Sloane will go or will he stay. I just think if it is, like some callers have said, Adelaide pushing out this agenda, and if it was Adelaide with Jake Lever, I don't think it's in their best interest. I tell you who has called in, the man at the centre of this, Tom Wren. Hello, Tommy.
Hello, Sammy. How are you, my friend? Fun and games, isn't it?
Tom, I'm well. Tom, what have you made of the last 12 hours? Because as I've reiterated a couple of times on this show, you don't get stuff wrong. And Rory Sloane, although he didn't dismiss your story today, he basically said he hasn't made a decision. And I'm not sure if you heard the top of the show, but a similar story, Tom, came out last year about Jake Lever. We all know what happened there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's an absolutely fair enough assessment. Look, there is still some water to go under the bridge here. My understanding, Sam, as you do, I mean, you're one of the best in the business. You've got to talk to, you know, the various sources, etc. I've spoken to a few people on different sides of this equation. It definitely, from my understanding, is moving in the right direction.
Yep.
I mean, Rory's obviously saying that there's a fair bit to still happen, which is absolutely fair enough. It's the marquee contract of his career. But I'm still reasonably confident that this is moving well and truly better than it was a couple of weeks ago, and that it's going in the right direction. So, yep, I understand that there's probably a bit of toing and froing that still needs to happen, but my understanding, Sammy, is still looking like it's got to go ahead at some stage.
Tom, do you think that there has been examples not just of Jake Lever, and, you know, from what we led to believe, the first offer from the Crows to Jake Lever was quite low, which didn't get things off to the best start. But Kurt Tippett, when he was in the final year of his contract, there was a lot of talk that, no, it's fine, he's going to stay. He goes to Sydney as well. There was so much reporting about Patrick Dangerfield as well. I mean, are there different agendas that get run? And by the way, Adelaide wouldn't be the only club to do it. There have been plenty of clubs to do it as well, where you try to put a little bit of pressure on players to re-sign.
Oh, and look, they've been very transparent. They've been very good, and they've said they won't make, you know, too much public comment in this instance. Look, there's no doubt, Sammy, there's pressure on them. Look, I'm sure in the past, you know, there's been mistakes made. I've made plenty of mistakes, you know, reporting in my time. But, you know, they've been very good and pretty consistent with their message this time. They've tried to reiterate they're not going to make a running commentary just to try and avoid that. So, look, I found them nothing but professional in this process and generally pretty good. Is there pressure on them, Sammy? Of course. But I think so far they've handled this one really well. They've been very clear from the outset. And I don't think they're going to try and be too hasty with, you know, going with any details until it is done. So that's why nothing, you know, has come from them in any capacity officially or anything like that. And I think they'll stay that way. And you heard that with their press conference today when they did their leadership announcement with Matty Crouch and Brett Burton. Yeah, there's pressure. Of course there is because of, you know, those players that you touched on. But I think, I reckon, Sammy, they've probably learned some issues with negotiations past, and I reckon that'll serve them well this time around for sure.
Tom, you said last night with Jack Heverin on the Sporting Capital that you think there'll be an announcement pre-round one. Do you still think that?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident. I think once it gets going, and I think now that, you know, my understanding, they're on the same page, I understand there is, you know, there might be talk of another year, Sammy, as you know, would expect. It's the gone of the year, you would think, if he signs the final contract of his career. So might be trying to get that extra year for a kicker, you know, a little bit more money, sorting out the stuff that's happening off the field as well, ASAs, you know, commercial agreements. So there's still that to go through. But I think, Sammy, once you're getting on that same page, from a football side of things, I think the rest then comes pretty quickly. And I think the Crows want to get it done. So, yeah, I still think before round one is absolutely... I hope that it happens that way. And I'm still pretty confident.
Yeah, I think a lot of Adelaide fans are hoping as well. Tommy, we've loved your work for a long time on Channel 9 in Adelaide. We'll continue to do so. We'll talk to you soon.
Love your work. Thanks, Sammy. Great show, by the way, too. Killing it.
Tommy Wren there from Channel 9 in Adelaide. As I said, one of the most respected sports journalists in South Australia. So he's sticking by that round one, he thinks Rory Sloane at this stage will re-sign at Adelaide. Hey, I want to talk a lot of things. The phones are lit up and there's still prizes to give away, by the way. 9429 1116. Want to know your thoughts still on the Rory Sloane situation.